Know what time it is?
It's lunchtime with the Habit Master. If you want to get results fast, stop messing around and get serious about your life, one habit at a time. Here she is, the Habit Master herself, Dr. Stephanie Aldrich.
Hey everybody, you know what time it is. It's lunchtime with the Habit Master. I'm your host, Dr. Stephanie Aldrich, and I help people change their bad habits. When you change your habits, you change your life. Today we're going to be talking about the one habit that is directly responsible for you hitting your goals. And what is that habit? To make a standard. What are your standards that you live by? We're going to talk about it today. So, what is a standard? What standards do is they provide people and organizations with a basis for mutual understanding and are used as tools to facilitate communication, measurement, commerce, and manufacturing. Basically, standards are everywhere and they play an important role in your economy. So, you know, think of your standard of living. What standard of living are you experiencing right now, right? So, if you're living in a crappy little apartment and you know, the faucet's leaking all the time and the air conditioner doesn't work. Well, you've chosen to live by that standard in that environment. If you want to improve that standard, that's your low standard. That's what you accept in your life. If you want to change it, then you got to, you know, do something different. You got to find a different place. Maybe you got to pay more money. Maybe you need to, you know, increase the standards that you save. You need to increase the standards of money that you'll accept at your job. Maybe you need a different job. Maybe you need to increase the standards of your skill set. You need to do better. You need to call in more customers so that you get more money, more commission, make more sales, so that you can afford a better place and your standards of living increase. Any type of goals that you want to achieve, and you actually want to achieve them, you want to improve an area of your life, that means to make an improvement, you got to improve the standards by which you accept, by which you live. All of us have standards. You know, I want to sleep in a comfortable bed. I know I have one of those sleep number beds and I completely hated it. I couldn't get the right number. It just seemed like it was either too stiff or too soft. And I would wake up, my neck has a kink in it all the time. My back was always like real stiff. And I'm like, okay, the older I get, I'm like, I can't live like that anymore. I can't, you know, have this same bed. So either I need to change it or I need to live with it. And I was like, look, I can't live with it anymore. So what did I do? I found a mattress topper that was gel and it had a cooling effect. It was some kind of Serta product. And I thought, you know what? That's a cheaper, solution to the problem. I'm like, you know, I don't really want to spend thousands of dollars on a new mattress quite yet. Let's see if I can go a different route. Okay, I wanted to increase my standard of sleeping, but not to the point where I had to go out and spend thousands of dollars. So I only spent $150 and got this 3-inch mattress topper, right? Guess what? Within the first night, I think it was 2 nights, I kind of broke it in, got it all nice and comfy, and I have slept like a baby since. It's been a month. I have no kinks in my neck. I have no kinks in my back. I'm not waking up stiff. I feel awesome. So I increase my standard of sleeping, what I could live with, what I can't live with, by only tweaking things a little bit. I had to improve my situation. and have to spend thousands of dollars. I only spent a little bit of money, $150. And that helped to increase what I could live with, what I could sleep well with, and get up the next morning and feeling like a $1 million. Getting sleep and not feeling like I'm middle-aged, which I am. Okay? What standards do you live by? You got to identify those first before you can find what standards apply to those areas that you want to improve. And then what you got to do is you got to increase them. Okay? So how do we set a new standard? The first way is you got to set a level of action. So let's say that you are in sales, and everybody's in sales, but let's say that you see 5 customers a day. So your standard of income reflects your standard of seeing 5 people a day. If you want more income, one area that you can focus on is increasing the number of people you see in a day. Because most of the time, sales is a numbers game. The more opportunities you have in front of potential clients, the more demonstrations you do, the more follow-ups you do, the more problems you can solve for these people, the likelihood is that you'll increase your sales numbers. You'll increase your, commission, you'll increase your income, okay? You've got to know what your level of action is at the standard, the base minimum that you're doing today, and then you got to increase it. When you increase it, you're increasing that basic, that bare minimum level, your standard of operation, your standard of thinking. If you say, you know what, I got to double it. I want to double it to 10 people a day. Well, then you know what you have to do. You have to maybe be more proficient in your sales presentation so you can put more people in during the day. Maybe you need to organize your day a little bit differently so that you group people in the same area if you are making calls, actually physically going for a personal visit. Maybe you can group people together in a general presentation in Zoom. Maybe you need to be in front of more people, and that increases your level of action in the same amount of time. So it's almost like you're being more, you're multitasking, but you're being more concentrated in your level of action. The higher concentration will mean that you're in front of more people and your ability to make more sales will increase. Okay, let's say that you want to lose 10 pounds and you've been walking a mile 3 times a week, but you're not eating as well as you should be. So your standard of eating needs to be different, right? And maybe you need to increase the level of physical activity that you're doing. So you say, you know what, I do that a mile 3 times a week, but maybe I need to either calm down my carbs, or I need to do another maybe 1 or 2 days of either cardio or weightlifting or something that increases my level of activity, that increases the amount of calories that I burn. So if I'm taking in less because I'm eating better, lower carbs, higher fiber, higher veggies, maybe a little bit more protein to fill me up so I'm not starving, but lower the carbs, because that's just pure sugar. And also maybe doing something else activity-wise. Maybe you take up golf. Maybe you pick up the tennis racket that you haven't picked up for a while. You have to do something different in order to get different results. Your standard of being, the actions that you're taking, needs to increase if you're going to increase the results or improve the results that you're getting. So this works both personally and professionally. I mean, it is a universal. You set your standard, your level, your base minimum of activity. In order for you to improve that level of activity, You need to increase it. You need to do more. You need to get your body moving. You need to see more people. Okay? The second way that you can set a new standard is you got to ask yourself, what can I live with? You know, I've put on 10 pounds and I really hate it. I can't stand it. You know, I can't live like that. Well, then you need to increase your standard. What is your baseline? What is the minimum amount or the maximum amount of weight that you want to be at? And then you have to increase your level of action to meet that. Let's say your income, for instance. You say, you know what? I've been stuck on $120,000 a year for the past 4 years. And I'm tired of it. I'm fed up with it. I don't accept it. Okay? I can't live with that amount anymore. I need to increase it. I want to invest. I want to save. And I want to retire earlier than, you know, most people. In order to do that, you got to increase your level. And you got to raise your standards of living. Okay? Increasing your standards of living doesn't mean that you're spending more money on a bigger house. Maybe it means you're selling the house that you're in and you're minimalizing how you're living. Okay? That would increase the amount of money that you have. Maybe you need to earn more money in your job so that you can pay off your mortgage faster. And, you know, then you don't have that payment. And that would free up extra money that you're not paying, for the mortgage payment so that you can save and invest and get the, you know, the compound interest rolling on that whole thing. What level can you live with? That's your base standard. In order for you to improve that, you got to raise the standard. The standard is just the base level that you can live with. The third way that you need to do to, or question that you need to ask if you're going to set a new standard is, what can't you accept? You know, I can live with having a used car, but I can't accept the fact that it breaks down all the time because it, you know, I don't care if it's brand new, but it's got to at least work. It's got to take me to work. It's got to take me to my activities, right? So what's your base standard? Okay, I need to find a used car because I don't care if it's new at the right price, but it has to actually work. That's your standard. So you got to start thinking about these things. You have to increase your level of action. What can you live with and what you can't live with? What can't you accept? And that's going to determine what levels of action you need to take and what baseline standards you're going to set for yourself in any area of your life. Another question you can have to yourself is, what must you have? What's a must for you? You know, gotta have air conditioning in a place. I've gotta be able to save at least 30% of my income. I've gotta be in a relationship. I'm not good single. I need to have somebody in my life that pushes me, you know, that keeps my attention and that, you know, helps my happiness level. You got to always ask those questions. That gives you a baseline for how you live your life. What else does the standard do? It shows you how to act. You know, in dentistry, we have a standard of care. So I know that I use a little bit of dye, which a lot of dentists don't do, but I use a little bit of dye that after I think all the cavity is out, put a little dye in, and I make sure that if it rinses away, there's no more dye left. If there is dye left, that means it's tagged. There's more denatured collagen in the tooth structure, and that means there's more decay. And I need to get rid of it. That's the standard of care. It shows me how to act. Now, not a lot of dentists do that. I take it above, and it's not a requirement to use that dye, but I like to take my level one step higher. I want to make sure I got it all cleaned out. I want to make sure that it's right for my patient. But anytime there is an industry standard developed, anytime there is, if you have any type of license or, certificate, there are standards of operation that you need to abide by. And that's usually the minimum that's acceptable. The minimum amount of care, of action, of, achievement, of accomplishment, of a certain level of activity that is widely accepted. So if you want to go above and beyond that, then you know what you got to do. Here's the minimum in order to improve things, in order to dominate my market. I've got to be above the minimum standard of care, the minimum standard of action. If Joe is the highest person in the company and he calls on 200 people a day, he makes 200 phone calls a day on average, and I do 100, then for me to raise my daily standard and to get to Bob's level, I need to do another 100. So it's your baseline. That's what standards are. It's the acceptable level. From society. But the question I have for you is, do you want to be acceptable? Do you want to have a certain level of action? Can you live with it? Can you accept it? What you're doing now. If you want to make more money, you want to live in a bigger house, you want more material things, you want to get into shape, any goal that you have, you must increase the level of standard. What's your baseline? Whatever it is now is giving you the results that you're getting. In order for you to improve those results, you got to increase your level of standards. The way you think, what you accept as true, what you accept as being okay, your level of action. And most of the time, you got to go way above and beyond what's acceptable by society. You got to be a little bit unreasonable. People ask me all the time, oh my gosh, you do a podcast almost every day. You do, right now I'm in my author marathon where, I'm working on my sixth book. I think I'm on page 128 or something, which actually is the biggest book that I've ever written. And I'm still only partway done. I just keep writing and writing. Like the words just keep flowing, right? People ask me all the time, well, you're so busy. I run two businesses. I have a child. I do MMA 2 to 3 times a week. I have a husband. We try to do things together. And it's like, and he has his own business. Like, how do you find the time? Well, I'm organized. I also am very specific in how I use my resources, my time, my money, and my energy. I'm focused on me. I'm focused on my family. I'm focused on what makes me happy. My standards have improved so that I get improved results. And I know when I focus in, get rid of all the distractions and other people that are trying to take my money, trying to, you know, take time from me, trying to suck up my energy, that I pretty much close that out. I tell them, no, get out of here. I have set the bar higher for my life. And yeah, I am busy, but I'm busy being productive. My busyness and the way that I spend my resources are in direct correlation to the goals that I have. If you want to actually accomplish the goals that you set and stop getting the same results that you've been getting year after year, day after day, week after week, etc., etc., start with your standards first. Start looking at, okay, well, what do I do during my day? What are my habits? What is my daily routine? I do this, it takes me this long, and this is the result I get. In order for me to improve that, I either have to be more efficient with my time, or I have to increase the level of activity during that time. Maybe I need to hire somebody to help me with, you know, things that are non-productive, that aren't directly tied to me accomplishing my goals. That might be helping you with your housework, you know, more personal stuff. Maybe you need a virtual assistant that can help you with some of the busy work, maybe some of the marketing, maybe some of the follow-up calls. You know, they're pretty cheap as long as they speak English. Especially in the Philippines, you can usually hire them for, you know, $5 an hour. Maybe that takes some of the work off of you so that you can increase the standards that you're living by every day. So you got to think out of the box. What do I need to do to increase my standards, my base minimum, so that I can increase the results that I get? It's all tied together. Action, thoughts, daily routines, those have become your standards that you've been living with. So when you're sick and tired of living by the same results, then you need to focus on what areas do you need to improve, increase, be better at. And that will raise your standards to a whole different level, which will then give you different results, better results. You'll make more money. You'll be happier. You'll have more free time to spend it the way you want. If you want to get your mind in the right frame so that you can increase your standards of living and improve the results that you're getting, go to thehabitmaster.com and grab my workbook. It's called The 25 Mindset Activities. And in it, it will start making you think about, how do I improve things? Where do I even begin? How do I make a change? You got to get in the mindset of making changes, of increasing your standards. And the 25 Mindset Activities, I do them here and there when I get stuck or I feel like I'm in a slump or I'm not motivated to, you know, make a move or improve something. I do one of the mindset activities, and you can too. So go to thehabitmaster.com and grab yourself a copy. So that's it for me today. You got to think about the standards that you live by, the standards that you can accept, the level of action that you take every day, your acceptable level from society in both your personal life and your professional life. Acceptable usually means mediocre. Acceptable usually means boring. And acceptable usually means flatline, plateauing, nothing gets better. Is that how you really want to live? Is that something to be proud of, that your children, when they become older, can say, wow, mom was really plateauing. She plateaued the whole time. She was really great at being average. Or do you want your kid to look back and say, man, she was a go-getter and, man, always was trying to improve something. And, man, she did it too. And set an example for me to do the same thing. What must you have? If you must have a happier life, a prosperous life, you must be surrounded by family, you must be surrounded by material objects, whatever your musts are, those are your standards. And if you want to improve them, you got to improve the way you think about them, and you got to improve the level of action you take every day. Tweak your habits, tweak your routines, and you'll get different results. So that's it for me today. Make sure you check us out with the Lunchtime with the Habit Master episodes on iTunes and Spotify if you're a podcast person. Also, you can subscribe to my YouTube channel. Go to the Habit Master channel and figure out which video you want to watch. And also, hit me up on Instagram. Make sure if you want to improve your mindset, go grab a copy of the 25 Mindset Activities Workbook on thehabitmaster.com. So that's it for me. Thanks for watching, and let's build good habits together. Have you been quarantined? Did you lose your job or close down your business and are desperate for money? What have you been doing with your time? Stop. You're better than that. It's time to kick it into high gear and take some action. But how? There's only two things to do right now. Number one is survive, and number two, be recession-proof. The fact is, this will happen again. Maybe not the same way, maybe not in the same extent, but everyone will experience hard times at some point. The best thing to do? Be ready. Go to thehabitmaster.com and grab a copy of the Recession Survival Guide. In it, you'll find out how to one, survive, and two, be recession-proof for the next time. It's only 27 bucks, but its value is worth thousands and thousands of dollars. Do you want this again? Then start doing something about it. Go to thehabitmaster.com and grab the Recession Survival Kit right now.